We're CJ and Q, and today we're talking with the director of Laughology. It's a documentary, Mr. Albert Nuremberg. So welcome, Mr. Nuremberg.
Hi.
Now, tell us about the documentary. This is a documentary on laughter, and apparently there's a worldwide movement, a laughter movement?
Yeah, there's really, you know, whenever I first tell people about this, they're always like, why would you make a movie about laughter? It's so, like, obvious and everywhere, and it's... What's amazing about laughter is that it's really a much more mysterious, weirder behavior than we realize. And now there's actually an entirely new way to laugh, which sounds pretty crazy, but it's true.
Okay, a new way to laugh.
Yeah.
Okay. Tell us about that.
Well, what it is that most people kind of believe that the only way you can kind of laugh is if, you know, somebody tells you a joke or, you know, something funny happens. But laughter is so contagious that they found out that you can generate laughter basically by laughing, even if it's artificial. And if you do it with people, and you can try this at home, if you do this with people who are basically making eye contact, you will almost always produce real laughter simply by faking your way into it.
Okay.
And that phenomena has produced a movement called, one called laughter yoga, but there's something called laughter size, there's something called advanced laughter, but they all work on the same principle that you can basically exercise your way into laughter.
That's amazing. I hadn't heard of any of those things before. This documentary, it had opened November 21st. It's actually coming to Centennial Theater on the campus of Bishops, and that's tonight, November 26th. So that's pretty interesting, too. How did you get involved? You're the director of Laughology. How did you get involved in this project?
A very interesting story. At one time, a baby, a small baby, laughed at me, and... rather than get upset, I became very curious about, you know, I'm not the first person to notice that there's something very interesting about the way babies laugh. If you look at the internet is full of, like, laughing babies, and people love that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, and I did a bit more research, and I was amazed to discover that laughter is an innate behavior, meaning everywhere in the world, every human being at about 2 months of age begins to laugh. It's a constant everywhere. And that actually is little known. You know, those scientists have observed it. It's not, you know, it was never made a big deal, but it is a big deal because it shows that laughter is one of our primary and most important behaviors, but our culture doesn't reflect that.
Okay. So you don't think our culture reflects that?
No, well, very specifically, anyone who goes to school, the first thing you learn when you go to school is to stop laughing. It's the first lesson of primary school. Laughing is discouraged usually in the workplace. It's seen as disruptive. I'm sure at Bishop's University, if you were just to, you know, burst out laughing regularly in class, it would become a problem. Even though laughter is one of the, you know, the best things for you. It lowers your blood pressure. It strengthens your immune system. It's even a kind of exercise. So people should laugh far more, but it is basically publicly discouraged. And there's a long history of it. Historically, some of the great thinkers of our time considered laughter to be a very bad thing.
Okay.
Plato famously hated laughter. The Victorians, of course, thought laughter was, you know, depraved and a sign of you know, moral decay. And at best, a lot of people thought if you laugh, and this is still very common today, you should laugh sort of politely and quietly. But in fact, the best kind of laughing is big, boisterous, explosive laughing.
Okay, interesting. Do you think this spans all cultures?
You mean the principle that laughter has been repressed?
Yes.
I would say yes. I can't speak for every culture, but
okay.
When we made this film, we went all over the world. We went to Tanzania, Uganda, India, the U.S. and Canada. And we did find attitudes towards laughter similar in that. Well, but I would say that, you know, the Westerners are the worst, meaning us.
Mm-hmm.
We're the most uptight about laughter. If you go to most Aboriginal cultures, they are much more likely to laugh, you know, in a bigger way. Like, for example, when I was in Tanzania, it wasn't uncommon to have people fall down when they laughed. They just fall down on the ground. Now, if you were, you know, in North America and joking around with somebody and they fell on the ground, you would be like, that's, you know, that's a little weird. So I would say that we're still really quite uptight about laughter, even though, you know, we officially love comedy and joking around and all that stuff.
Okay, interesting. So that must have been quite the experience, going all around the world making this documentary.
Yeah, it was a great privilege. I mean, I was just amazed. It actually was interesting because it made, you know, traveling, especially when you're with shooting with a crew, is, you know, it can be stressful. And when we were shooting Laughology, you know, I was going on these things, 15-hour airplane flights, airport to airport, and I would often feel really, you know, like everyone, you know, jet lagged and exhausted. But basically, my job was to arrive somewhere remote and start laughing with people, and because of that, I always felt good. And whenever I was, you know, I would, you know, be in the middle of the African jungle, laughing with complete strangers, I would just get the greatest feeling, because I realized, you know, the great thing about laughter is it's so universal. You really can laugh with just about anybody. You know, there's almost no exceptions.
Interesting. Okay, have you done a lot of different documentaries before this?
Yeah, I would say the documentaries before Laughology were a little more severe or sarcastic. I made a documentary called Stupidity, about the history of stupidity. I did another documentary called Let's All Hate Toronto, about why everybody hates Toronto. And you're not from Toronto, are you?
No, I'm not.
See, you're denying it.
No, I'm not.
I'm not from Toronto. But anyways, so I made a lot of darker films, and this one's really, what's interesting about this film is that it's really a feel-good film without it being smarmy or moralistic, I would hope.
Okay.
It's just like the film contains a lot of the triggers for positive emotion. So, like, for example, when the film played at Hot Docs in Toronto, even after the film ended, people kept laughing for about 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
It was really a weird thing to see. I have no idea really what they were laughing about. It was just contagious laughter.
Interesting. Very interesting. Did you learn a lot about yourself making this film?
Yes. I think that one of the interesting things about laughter is, I think when people think, you know, we all kind of know that laughter is good, but if somebody said to you, okay, well, what's the opposite of laughter? Most people would say crying is the opposite of laughter. Well, it turns out that maybe that's not true. Crying and laughter are actually kind of close together, and that they're both about sort of, expressing an emotion. They're both about catharsis and breathing heavily. The opposite of laughter, more appropriately, is probably stress. So, and you notice this, like very stressed people, very serious people, have a hard time laughing. People who cry a lot do not have a hard time laughing. So laughter and stress are more likely opposites, and that's what I discovered about myself, is that, I was a more serious person than probably I would like to have admitted, and that I see that often I get all worked up about stuff, and this happens, I think, to all of us. I get all worked up about stuff, and I can't laugh about it, but if I do, it puts everything in perspective, because really there's very few things in life, really, that are really worth getting all worked up about. That's
true.
One thing you learn when you study laughter, that you should practice. There's probably nothing that you should take, you know, too seriously.
Mm-hmm. Great. So the documentary opened the 21st. Today is the 26th, and it's coming to Centennial tonight at 7:30. So we're really lucky to have this in the townships soon after it's been released. Now, the box office number for Centennial is 819-822-9692, and the show is at 7:30. Have you had a good response so far?
Really been fantastic, because I think you never know what's going to happen when you put out a film. I mean, you sort of course, most people think their film is good, and what's been interesting is that it really is, what's the word, steamrolling right now? Because what's happening is, people are just organizing their own screenings. There's a screening that's been added in Vancouver. There's more screenings in Montreal. It's playing at Cinéma du Parc starting on Friday, and there's been screenings added. And this is just because people who get it are really into laughing. And in Toronto, people came over and over again to see the film. And I don't think it's because they thought, I got to see that again. It's because it felt good. They felt, they told me they felt so good seeing this being able to just come go somewhere and laugh a lot, that they wanted to keep doing it, because there's not too many movies out right now where you can do that. The other thing that might be interesting to your listenership is that part of the film was shot in the Eastern Townships.
Really?
Yeah, there's a section where we reenact. I mean, one of the big ideas in the film is that laughter is very, very old. It's possibly millions of years old. It's one of our oldest behaviors, and it may be the reason why we were civilized, meaning they think that when animals or, you know, primordial humans would play together, that they used, the only way that they could tell each other that, you know, they weren't trying to hurt each other was by laughing, and that laughing was the first signal that allowed human beings to play and then move on to more civilized behaviors. So in the movie, we have dramatizations of primordial cavemen, and we needed to find, like, a location where it looked like ancient, you know, the old world before, you know, civilization. And one of the best places to do that is in the Eastern Townships, where we've got, you know, some pretty big areas where there's, you can look out and see no sign of human habitation. So some of the cavemen scenes are shot in West Bolton.
Really?
Yeah, and in various parts of the townships. And some of the actors in it are locals from the area. So you've got some local cavemen portraying cavemen in the movie.
Well, so you shot part of it in the Eastern Townships, part of it in Africa. Where else did you go?
Well, one of the most interesting things is maybe India, because I don't know if you know, but today is the anniversary of the Mumbai massacre. And just by complete coincidence, when I was in Africa, the next place where I was supposed to go was to Mumbai. And while I was in Africa, the Mumbai massacre started happening, and my flight was already booked. And I called people in Mumbai and said, should I come? And they said, they think it'll be over by the time I got there, but it lasted 3 days, and I got there, it was still going on, and it was like a terrible time to come. Now, the weird thing about it was I was going to Mumbai, because Mumbai is where this phenomena, laughter yoga, actually started.
Okay.
And so what was interesting is that people there, everybody was affected, they were all in shock, it was a horrible time, we were all afraid, because at that time they didn't know how many gunmen were in the city. We didn't know if we were still at risk, and when you do laughter yoga, you go into a public park or into a public place, and so I would go to a public place and really be pretty nervous about doing these laughter, you know, exercises, but in the end, people kept laughing, even in the face of this horrible terrorist act. Their slogan was, you know, unconditional laughter, that, you know, that's the way to live. And you know, this one guy asked him, well, what if the terrorists came for you? He said, well, if they came for me, I hope I would die laughing.
Interesting. Okay, good. So Laughology, do you expect this to come out on DVD anytime in the future?
What's funny is that the film was financed by CTV, which is really fantastic of them.
Mm-hmm.
But because they're a television network, they hold back the DVD for a while. So yes, it will be out on DVD, but maybe not for a year. So that's why it is really worth it to go see it in a theater. There's a bunch of reasons. One is it won't be out on DVD for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Two, this film is all about contagious laughter in crowds. And to really get the full experience of the film, you have to go experience it with a crowd. And so tonight at Centennial Theater, there will be a crowd there laughing. And the irony is it'll be, you know, everyone will be watching a movie about contagious laughter, and then you'll experience some contagious laughter, which will make it doubly weird.
It's going to be a lot of fun. That's great. Good. Laughology, Centennial Theater, tonight, November 26th, 7:30. Box office, 819-822-9692. Do you know the price to see the film?
No, I don't. Okay. Sorry. Whatever I think the Centennial usually charges.
Well worth it. Okay. Yeah. Anything else you'd like to add before we go, Mr. Nuremberg?
I forgot to mention one thing. It's one of the highlights of the film that people should know is there's a fellow in the film who has the most contagious laugh in the world. His name is Doug Collins, and he's a guy who became famous on the internet for having an incredibly contagious laugh. And that's one thing you have to experience, like to really hear this guy's story and why he has such a crazy laugh, and to experience his laugh really is well worth it. So that's what I would recommend to, you know, he's also known as the Laugh Man.
Okay. Interesting. Okay, well, thank you very much, and all the best to you on the film.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Bye.